Hello, Sheila.
Yes.
Hey, Sheila, my name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Depo Provera lawsuit on recorded line. How's your morning going?
Good. How about you?
I can't complain at all. I was calling to see, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I haven't.
No. And were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Can I ask you, how many years did you use Depo Provera?
4 years.
4 years.
6 months.
6 months. And one more time, we are on a recorded line. Can I ask you, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get you started. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Of course.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And was it meningioma of the brain or meningioma of the spine?
The brain.
The brain. When were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
I'm sorry. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, absolutely. Stretching out all my pieces.
I'm sorry. I'm doing child. I work with my grandbaby as well, so just I was had to tend to her for 1 second.
No problem at all.
So I was diagnosed in 2018.
2018. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
What type of treatment did they do, you know, for that?
I received chemotherapy, radiation, and medication.
Where, what hospital actually diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Raritan Bay Medical Center.
Is this the same hospital that did the treatments and everything like that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the one at the Ferry Road in Old Bridge, New Jersey?
No, it's the one on 530 New Brunswick Avenue in Perth Amboy.
Thank you so much. And that was 530 New Brunswick Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor who actually diagnosed you?
Adam Lipson.
Could you spell that last name for me?
Lipson.
And then did you inject the Depo yourself, or was that by like a doctor, medical staff?
A doctor.
The doctor, okay. Okay. And then it was the name brand. Depo Provera wasn't the generic version or anything like that?
No, it was the name brand.
Name brand, okay. And then could I go ahead and grab your date of birth as well?
9/16/68.
9/16/1968?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera?
I don't.
No. And then you said you took it for about 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Could you confirm that you had at least 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using Depo? When was the first time?
2013.
2013. all the way up until 2017 or so.
2018.
Okay. And so you did use it between 1992 through the present date. Could I have you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And then you spell your name S-H-E-I-L-A.
Yes.
And then last name W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Yes.
And then I do have your email being shishi908@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then is the best phone number for you 908-472-2953?
Yes.
Could I go ahead and get your property address as well?
49 Peterson Court, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, zip 08861.
And that is in Middlesex County?
Yes.
Thank you. And then how many times would you say you were injected by Depo throughout, you know, your years?
About 18 shots.
About 18 shots, okay. And then was that Dr. Lipson who gave you the shot?
No, it was my family physician.
Family physician. And then can I get the name that the family physician works out of, the hospital?
Raritan Bay.
Okay. Okay. So they work there. Okay. And then can I get the name of the physician as well?
Sean.
Could you spell that for me? Last name, Field.
Yeah, Field. F-I-E-L-D. First name, S-H-A-W-N, because you can spell Sean so many different ways.
Yep. My friend spells it S-E-A-N. Like, there's
he
all
has
different...
a different address from the hospital, though.
Okay, different address. Could I go ahead and grab that address?
It's 628 Beer Street, Hazlitt, New Jersey, zip 07730.
Thank you. Give me one moment. And then do you have a phone number for him?
Sure. It's 532-888-4100.
Thank you. But then the diagnosis and then the treatments were all done at the Raritan Bay Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment here. And then how did they find the meningioma? Was it through a CT scan? Was it an MRI?
It was through blood and a CAT scan.
Blood and a CAT scan. Okay. And then did you have any...
And I had a biopsy, I'm sorry.
And a biopsy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Go ahead and put that there. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
No. And then how long were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
I was in the hospital for about 2 weeks.
2 weeks. And do you have your medical records?
You can get them from the hospital.
From the hospital. Okay. Thank you. And now we are just about finished here. I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We do want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you want to put down as your emergency contact?
I'm going to put my daughter.
Daughter.
Her first name is Ariana, A-R-I-A-N-N-A, and her last name is Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N.
And her phone number?
973-207-4615.
Fun. Okay. One moment here. Okay. And now the last thing I do need is the social in order to pull the medical records, or I can go ahead and take the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable with.
I can give you the last four.
Okay.
It's 2203.
Okay. Let me go ahead and verify my spelling, verify my dates. So when I send this up to the law firm, everything is accurate. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes, and you do want to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you were diagnosed in 2018. Your date of birth is 9/16/1968. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And now you started using Depo in 2013, stopped in 2018. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then you spell your name S-H-E-I-L-A, last name W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Your social last four, 2203. Email address is shishi908@yahoo.com. Phone number 908-472-2953. Is that correct?
All correct.
Perfect. And then your address, 49 Peterson Court, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861.
Yes.
Perfect. And then you were given the depo by Dr. Field, 628 Beers Street in Hazlitt, New Jersey.
Yes.
But then you were diagnosed by Dr. Lipson at the Raritan Bay Medical Center, 530 New Brunswick Avenue, Perth Amboy, New Jersey, 08861. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then we have your daughter here, Ariana Baldwin, 973-207-4615. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. All righty. Let me go ahead and send you over the DocuSign now.
Okay.
So you should be getting a text message and an email, whatever is easier for you to go ahead.
I just got it. I heard a beat.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right.
And then,
so let me check for it.
Perfect.
And then you want me to sign it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then once I get those back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. And then so how it works is the law firm will take a look at it and make sure if it's in, within their criteria. And then at that moment, they'll actually process it, right? They'll give you a call within 7 business days. And then during that phone call, they're basically going to iron out all the details with you, let you know kind of what to expect in the process. And then from that moment on, they'll actually be able to legally represent you and request, medical records and, get everything started for you.
Okay.
And
that
so
has a plan.
The law firm you're working with as well, they're called Ben Martin Law Firm.
Let me write that down.
And
maybe on it. Is it going to be on the?
Yeah,
the
it should be. So it'll be there, and then I'm also going to send you a separate text message from a 949 number. That'll be my direct line. So whenever you might need a, question, anything you got, anything you can, call me, text me. And so that'll be my direct line, and then I'll also include Ben Martin's phone number, the phone number that they'll call you from, so what number is calling you and everything like that, okay?
Right. And what's your name again?
My name is Harold.
Okay. All right, Harold. Thanks for everything. I'm going to check now to make sure I got the email.
Perfect.
Sign it, and I'll be right back with you.
Thank you so much, Sheila. I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.